Hey there, this is Terry Cowley, weekday breakfast presenter on 1FM Shepparton. Thanks for checking out this podcast. It was recorded live as part of the Brekkie Show, which you can catch 6 to 9 a.m. Monday to Friday. He's ready to go, so let's get on with it. That was Split Ends with History Never Repeats, which means it is time to catch up with our resident historian, John Gribben. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Terry.
What fascinating insights have you got for us today, John?
Well, Terry, I thought today we'd have a little bit of a talk about art. Now, a lot of people don't realise, but art is just more than just a picture on a wall in many cases. And in Shepparton has this fantastic gallery, which is down by the lake now, known as Sam. But looking back in history, the borough of Shepparton established the art gallery in 1936. And they got John Longstaff, who's a noted painter, to buy a painting, and he bought one from a John Rowell, A Wet Day in Tallarook, which is the very first painting we ever bought, okay, which interestingly is on display at the moment.
And I probably should say that if you'd like to know more about John Longstaff, you can listen to one of our previous podcasts, can't they,
you,
John?
You certainly can. But the thing I was going to say about art is a very interesting thing, because it's a very subjective thing, Terry.
Absolutely.
Love it. And that's the great part about it. To me, the best thing we have, I think, is the woman and child. It is stunning. It's so amazing. It's a Sam Jinks item that when it was first purchased, it actually increased patronage at the art gallery fourfold.
Is that on display at the moment? I don't think it is.
No, it's not on display. And but it is part of our permanent collection, so you will see it from time to time.
Yes, we did buy it.
It is an incredible piece. It looks so real. It looks scaringly real. I was a bit worried when I first saw it. I thought, gee, it looks like they pulled something out of a morgue or something. But it is so impressive that anyone has an opportunity to see it should go and have a look at it. In the same way, you learn things about art. We've got an Arthur Streeton, for example, and it's just called The Boulders. And I was never very impressed with it. But then someone pointed out to me, look very closely. So I went close and I looked. Big, broad, rough brush strokes. I said, yep. Now we said, take a step, couple of steps back. So I walked right back. And when you stand back from it, it looks like a photo. Like, it's incredible. The detail, isn't it? So little things like that you can appreciate. But there are little stories that have happened along the way as well, and that's what I want to talk a little bit about today. One is, I don't know if many people are aware, but the council owns an original Pablo Picasso. Now, the great Spanish artist.
I might have heard of him.
We own a ceramic bowl, and on it is a bull. Spain is famous for the bulls. When I first started at council, this is a true story, it was on display in the mayor's office, on a table in the mayor's office. Anyhow.
The mayor used to eat his lunch on it.
Well, no, not quite. Got worse than that. They had to take it away because people thought it was an ashtray.
Even worse.
That is a true story. I thought, now Picasso himself probably would have thought that study himself. But, so it got taken away. That's our Pablo Picasso. One of the other interesting ones we have in our permanent collection is a John Longstaff painting, which is the gypsy woman dancing in front of the monks. And it looks very impressive. He was commissioned to do this in 1889. A lady asked him to do this. I wanted it 4 feet by 5 feet, big painting. Anyhow, he was only like 21 or so when he did it. Anyhow, when he finally finished this painting, he came and gave it to the woman. The woman said, no, I didn't want it 4 foot by 5 feet. I wanted it 5 feet by 4 feet. She wanted it portrait, not landscape. So he had to do it again. So what he did with the landscape painting that he did, which is fantastic, he gave it to his mother, and his mother donated it to the gallery at some later stage.
Thank you, Mum.
That's the reason why we have it. Yeah. And the other one too, we have a Tony Tuxen, which is a very, very controversial piece. It's on display at the moment, or was, just not shortly ago anyway. But the Tony Tuxen is a a very controversial artist. And when it was first purchased, the councillors complained. They said, oh, this is a terrible-looking painting. We shouldn't have it. And someone said, oh, look, it's gone up in value. It's worth £2,000. And someone said, oh, ripper, let's sell it and buy a tractor. Anyhow, thankfully they didn't sell it. They have hang on to it. But little things like that are things that, let's say, art is all about being subjective. But the one I wanted to leave you with, though, is a story that in 1960, the council owned 94 paintings, okay, with a total value, I think it was £5,000. And I always thought, well, these are pretty rough old paintings. They won't be worth much, you know, 94 paintings for £5,000. But I've looked at the artist names associated with those paintings, and the artist names are Longstaff, Buckmaster, William Dargy, Fred McCubbin, Rupert Bunny, Norman Lindsay, Arthur Streeton, Albert Namajira, Kenneth Jack. Those 94 paintings that were valued at £5,000 would easily exceed seven figures now, in the millions. So we are very lucky to have such a collection like that with us in Shepparton.
Lucky to have held on to them.
We have over 3,500 pieces. So that's,
I mean, speaking of Namajira, of course, many Namajiras and descendants of Namajiras became bequeathed to the museum as part of the, his name's escaping me at the moment, the benefactor.
Mr. Gatner.
Yes, Carrillo Gatner. Yes, he. That's an incredible wall if you want to get in there and have a look at some of those Central Australian watercolours. They're just amazing, aren't they?
Well, that private collection, which is valued at over $3 million, is now permanently with the SAM Gallery. We are exceedingly lucky. As I said, art is a very subjective thing. There'll be things you like and there'll be things you don't like. But the thing about it is we have some amazing pieces in our collection. So please make the effort to go down and have a look.
Art's obviously has obviously been an investment for us as a collective.
Well, I reckon that's amazing. Like, I wouldn't mind paying £5,000 for those paintings because I think that investment has done very well for itself.
Mm. I'm sure. Just got to make sure you're buying the right ones.
Correct.
Okay, well, thanks so much for your time today, John. We will catch up with you in about a fortnight, I think.
Good on you.
Have a great day.
Thanks, Terry.
Bye-bye.
Ardmona Primary School takes pride in providing every child an opportunity in learning with highly qualified and passionate staff from the local area. Check us out. Search Ardmona Primary School online and take our virtual tour. Our culture is clear and present in all aspects of the school. Our school takes a lead in supporting individualised student learning programs and is known as one of the most popular schools in the local region. Search Ardmona Primary School today or find us on Facebook. Ardmona Primary School, where you'll find fun, friendly students and one big family.
Station sponsor.
The new 2022 Samsung TV range is almost here. So now is the time to contact Jason's TV and pre-order your new Samsung TV. Whether it's a 32-inch for the bedroom or a big 65-inch for watching the footy, the new Samsung range is the quality option for all TV viewing. Easy-to-use smart TV functions are built into all models. And with Jason's TV delivery, setup and handwritten instructions, everyone will get the most out of their new TV. Pre-order now. Jason's TV, 0403 688 666.
Daryl here from Aussie Ag Supplies. Looking for a new or used tractor? Ring me. Looking for new or used tractor parts? Looking for new or used machinery? Looking for tractor wrecking parts? Ring me. Our brands we support are many. Sami, Lamborghini, Deutz, New Holland, Ford, Fiat, McCormick, Landini, Gray Ferguson. We also offer personalised and prompt service and we have years of experience in the tractor industry. Call Daryl at Aussie Ag Supplies on 0428 235 000. I'll repeat that, 0428 235 000.
Station sponsor.
Station sponsors McNamara Real Estate are now servicing the entire Goulburn Valley area. Our proud local family-run business is pleased to offer you a comprehensive service that comes with decades of local real estate experience between our team and is the region's best value agency, offering the area's only all-inclusive capped price commission rates. That's right, capped price commission. So if you're considering selling your home, please contact McNamara Real Estate on 5831 6405. That's 5831 6405. Or visit us at mcnamararealestate.com.au.
Across our area, it's not uncommon for slow-moving, large, oversized farm machinery to be on the roads. Farmers may be moving their equipment from one paddock to another, or heavy vehicles may be transporting large machinery around the region. Please be patient when passing these vehicles. Slow down and move to the left of the road to allow them to pass you safely. If you need to overtake, be patient. Wait until you have a good, clear view of the road ahead, and when it's safe, proceed with caution. This message proudly brought to you by RoadSafe Goulburn Valley.
Station sponsor.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.